Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Harry Alford is our guest. Harry is the president and the CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce in NationalBCC.org is the website, and it's now an international organization. He's got chapters all over the world, and 120 chapters here in the United States, right, Harry?
150,
and he tells me the black business community is doubling about every 5 years. That's good news. We need more black business owners. We need more black startup business owners, and I'm proud of what Harry's doing to help them. Harry, a couple of things that are going on these days. I wanted you to tell us how they impact the black community. A lot of people would think that raising minimum wage would be good for African Americans. What do you say?
You raise the minimum wage and you lose job opportunities. You think these McDonald's franchises and Burger King franchises are going to be as strong jacket a false minimum wage that they can't afford? Yep. They're going to shut down. They're going to cash out and shut down.
Or they're going to buy technology. We're going to be getting our hamburgers out of a machine instead of from a person.
And we're going to get closer to that if the machine costs less.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, I mean, well, look at what the automobile industry has done. The increased wages negotiated for these including raising the minimum wage has put the price of labor so high that these companies, these factories up there in the automobile industry, they bought robots.
Yeah, and the southern states, right to work states,
yep,
who practice pure capitalism. That's where the auto industry is going.
That's exactly right. You got the old industry and the new industry. So minimum wage is it actually hurts the people. It allegedly helps, right?
Yeah, I mean, the whole concept is wrong. You know, free enterprise, hire people for what they're worth, and they'll work well. And you're not going to let anybody who's a good, productive person leave you. Because you're not paying them enough.
Well,
you're going to pay him enough to satisfy him, and you will accept that high production that he puts out.
Here's the problem I've got with the federal government coming in and artificially increasing wages. If you start to work 2 years ago, Harry, and you didn't know anything, you took a job, you showed initiative, and you worked hard, and they raised you, they gave you a raise over a couple of years. And so now, and you're really proud of that money because you earned it. So then I show up, they hire me on the day that they raise minimum wage. And I walk in there, and the boss assigns you to train me, and you know that the day I walk in, I'm making the same as you after you've earned your raise. What's that do for morale?
Well, it demoralizes me, and this guy has no incentive.
Well,
he has no incentive.
And see, raising minimum wage doesn't mean that they have to raise your wage, even though you've earned it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's another thing. There's another thing going on I want to get your thoughts on. The EPA has hit the coal industry with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Right now, how's that affecting your community?
Plants are going to close down. Utility plants are going to close down. They're going to kill coal. All the coal industry is going to do is find another market. Mm-hmm. And China and India and even Europe now will buy all the coal we have.
Yep.
So the EPA thinks they're going to stop the production of coal, stop the utilization of coal. It's going to go elsewhere in the world, and it's going to still be in that air. They're not going to save 1 ounce of air pollution. We've come a long ways, industry has, in technology, where it's been decreased, 35% in the last 10 years?
Right.
We're doing well. We're going in the right direction.
Plus, America is currently has the carbon footprint that it had in 1990 with an economy almost three times as big.
That's right.
And you don't ever hear the ideologues in the EPA talking about that.
China, Brazil, idea they're going to buy every ounce of coal we have.
Yep.
It's not going away. It's going to market.
But in the meantime,
our
electricity bills are going to go up.
They're going to double.
And that's not going to help. That's not going to help anybody's community, let alone the black community, is it?
That's right. It's going to be harder to run a business if the electrical bills kill you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Harry, thanks again for your leadership. Thanks for being here today. I'm really looking forward to seeing you again this week. I'll probably see you tomorrow.
Come to D.C. We'll have a good time.
There you go. Hey, Harry, thanks for being here. Harry Alford, ladies and gentlemen, the great president and CEO of the National Black Chamber of Commerce. Remember, nationalbcc.org. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.